It's a Tech Tuesday. That's what that music means. And CNET senior editor Bridget Carey on the line with us. Bridget, how are you?
Hey, doing good. I'm actually in a taxi right now, coming back from an event I just was covering from Dyson, the vacuum makers. They were showing off a brand new wireless vacuum. And they say that's the future for all the innovation. You know, goodbye cords. They want all of their vacuums from now on to be battery powered. And because they've gotten the engine to be so strong as a upright corded vacuum, that they say, why bother, you know, engineering the other ones, that this is going to be the future. They're still going to make the corded vacuums if you really, you know,
and
want
they'll
that,
be cheaper, but, I bet.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
I broke down and bought a Dyson vacuum. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I had a coupon to save like $200 at Kohl's.
Wow.
So I bought the vacuum, and it clogs up a lot, and I went on YouTube to look up how to clean it. Oh, my God. It clogs for a second, but then all these pieces come apart. It's made so remarkably that you just get the crap out of it, and that thing sucks like ever. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive, but, you know, the cord always gets in the way. It would be nice to have a cordless Dyson that really sucks.
Your dream is now reality, Wendy.
Is it going to be as much as a house?
You know, I would say these things obviously really aren't cheap. I mean, you're looking at like it's starting at around $600, right? But one of the problems with these cordless ones in the past have been something called battery fade, because, you know, it'll be really strong to start, and then the battery starts making it weaker and weaker. So they say with this model, they've kind of cracked that problem, and you can get about 60 minutes of cleaning. But then, like, who wants to charge another thing? So
yeah.
You're going to want to put it on the wall.
We're out of plugs.
The wall charger.
Yep.
Right, exactly. So if you install this wall mount, that's maybe better, because once it's fully charged, it'll stop charging, so it doesn't overcharge the battery. I'm like, I can see that being a practical thing, because I don't need to be plugging in more things and worrying about what else needs a charge in my life.
Bridget, what about a vacuum drone that would fly over your carpet and clean your carpet by use of lasers?
You know, they are using lasers now. It's funny, but
yeah.
Everything has a laser now, at least with the robot ones. And they were showing off, too, this, like, air purifier for the home. They're really focused on, like, the whole cleanliness of your home and the air and, you know, carpet, I guess.
Right.
So, and it's, it can tell you in real time when it detects fumes, like any toxic kind of fume, like or whatever. And there's a little screen on there. So in real time, you can see that your air is now better. You know, it is something to think about if you live in a smoggy place, or even if you're like someone in the home who has a lot of, like, I don't know, hairspray and stuff. You know,
yeah.
It'll let you know how the air quality is doing.
Speaking of hairspray, Dyson also makes a blow dryer that's $400.
What?
And
really?
The girl who does my hair, Andrea, uses it. And I said, is this thing really great? And she goes, you know, listen, it's a lot of money, but it really works. It doesn't, you know, ruin your hair. I don't know. Now I'm thinking of getting a Dyson. Now if I can get a Dyson cordless hair dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sold.
I think battery technology is one of the big problems in trying to get the next leap of gadgets. Not to like name drop here, but I did talk to Sir James Dyson about that hair dryer, and he says in the future, like, they really are kind of a battery tech company if you think about it, because they're working on, like, how do you get the batteries better so the gadgets can be better? And so aside from all the engines and the spinning and the blowing and the sucking, it's also about the battery.
I love gadgets, man. That should be my middle name. I love them. All right, speaking of gadgets, there are shoes you can wear that can set you up with a pizza. I want in.
Oh, yes. There's always a gadget and a gimmick. Pizza Hut has pizza tech shoes. Now, they're like, you know, instead of high tops, they call them pie tops. Yeah.
Woo!
Brilliant.
but on the little tongue of the sneaker, you could press a button and have pizza delivered to you from March Madness. But actually, there's a new version out now that will also pause your TV. It'll work with some cable boxes. This is the kind of thing that shows you how cheap tech has gotten and how easy it is for a company to kind of do it. But I laugh because, hey, our smartphone was designed to get rid of all the extra gadgets, right? We don't need a calculator or a separate camera or a separate this and that anymore, because it's all in one phone, really, right? But then here comes tech company or other companies going, hey, I have one product that is designed to do one thing. Like Amazon has these buttons. Here's a button to just buy more Bounty paper towels. Here's a button to just order a pizza. So that's kind of the backwards way of going. It's funny for marketing. It's certainly great for brands, you know, and to always have a button for one thing in your home. But we're beyond that, I think. And it's just kind of, it just kind of shows how cheap tech has gotten that they could do anything with it.
Bridget, with this, do you have to lock in one particular order and then when you press the button, it just activates that order? You can't change your order around with different ingredients or sizes or anything like that, can you?
Three taps for large, two taps for extra pepperoni. No, no, you have to lock in on the app. yeah, and then you can always change it on the app. So you have like a preset. Domino's does the exact same thing for all of their quirky little gimmicks they do, because Domino's is well known for like having like a one touch or a voice activated, or you can tweet to get a pizza by tweeting an emoji of a pizza slice. I've done that before. So if anyone's working on the future of fast tech, sometimes it's pizza companies, oddly enough.
I'm telling you, the apps that they have nowadays make life so much easier. Noodles and Company, when I was at physical therapy for my knee, I could order something on the app while I was waiting for my car to warm up and then pick up dinner for the family. Chipotle's app is so easy. I really love the app.
Well, it is, but then how many apps are you going to have on your phone? Your phone starts to have real estate issues, and with everyone having their own apps. So it's a little bit of a battle on, like, of course, your favorite foods and your favorite local restaurants. You know, you'll definitely use that, but it all depends on, you know, are they going to use a third party to have it all sync together? And then there's the whole issue of paying. I know a lot of apps will work with the iPhone and Apple Pay, where I could just pay by, you know, hitting a button and the Face ID reads my face and boom, I just paid for something, you know? So I think that's also another way that they're integrating to stand out.
It is really easy to spend your money nowadays.
Really,
you just
easy.
Touch a button and it's like, oh, I just bought that. I was ordering. I had a bunch of things at Overstock in my cart, like $900 worth of rugs, because I couldn't decide what I wanted and I accidentally hit submit order. $900.
And that went through?
And you can cancel it almost immediately,
okay,
and you get an alert saying, you know, your cancellation did go through. But it's like way too easy.
Yeah.
Way too easy.
When you have a toddler in your house like I do and you have an Amazon product, my toddler hit this little button and starts talking babble because she doesn't really speak yet. So it was, what did you say this morning? It was like, ooey, ooey. And then it's like, added to your cart. I'm like, what did you buy? And I go into the cart. And it was a hoodie.
Oh.
I put in my cart.
Was it her size?
Hoodie. It was men's, so I think it's a little large for her. But
are parents not naming their daughters? Do you know, Bridget, are parents purposely not naming their daughters Alexa so that if they're talking to their child, they're not accidentally ordering things and not thinking about it?
Oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised if you started seeing more kids named Siri, but like it inspires them. But you can, if you do have a child named Alexa. The good news is you can change it, so it'll answer to a different command word.
Oh,
like if you could say, okay, computer, and feel like you're Scotty from Star Trek, and then, you know.
Oh, that's
or Hal from 2001.
Yeah, that'd be better. I like that.
That's cool. Well, Bridget, thank you so very much. Have fun looking at the Dyson products, and let me know how they suck or roll or whatever.
Will do.
Thanks, Bridget. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. That's your website to visit, CNET.com. We'll take a quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy on WGN.